of the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Good morning, Thunder Country. This weather update for all of southern Iowa for this weekend starts out your Saturday with some light showers throughout southern Iowa. Your afternoon high today around 92 degrees, feeling as hot as 101 degrees. Your Sunday is going to be a sunny one, high around 95, and Monday looks a lot like Sunday.
It's Saturday morning and time for the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. Jason Summers brings you live interviews with the area's sports headliners.
Oh, that's horrible. That is some rude broadcasting, brother.
With clear and concise analysis.
Carter Isley!
Wow!
He stepped to the left or to the right. To the left or to the right.
Jason takes you through today's complex sports stories and makes them simple.
And this is Jason Summers, who will be ending the day. I am still jacked up on the dude.
And now, from his Community First Credit Union man cave.
Buckle up, boys. Don't look dull.
This might get hairy.
It's the Coach's Corner.
Attention, this is your captain speaking. I've got good news and bad news. The good news is we'll be landing immediately. Bad news is we're crash landing.
You're listening to the Coach's Corner live from Community First Credit Union on Thunder Country KIIC.
I'm a little disappointed. A little disappointed in you, Mr. Jacob Briggs, the once greatest producer in all the business. Really disappointed that I didn't have a bed of M&M right now. Not the M&M's, M&M. And a little Slim Shady, guess who's back? Welcome back, back in the seat here, high above the Abbey Square, looking out to my man cave on this beautiful man. This is a gorgeous summer day here in the Heartland, and I'm back in the studio with you, Mr. Briggs. I missed you, and you know, I'm Dan Stocker. Appreciate Big D taking the lead last week, and he even dropped a monologue.
Mm-hmm, he did.
And it was a monologue, not a monologue. And you know, and he made points, gave us some history. Mm-hmm. You know, on breaking down the history of Mount Rushmore. Those who were listening last week, and then he tried to lay out my Mount Rushmore of broadcasters. And sometimes people they make jabs at you, and you know you're being jabbed, but Dan is so nice that he even making a jab at me, he couldn't really make a hard jab, right?
Yeah, right.
And he had this wimpy jab where he was wanting me to fill in my mind as he knew I'd be listening. That's why he did this. And you know, the top five, my Mount Rushmore of broadcasters, and he conveniently left open a spot where I could throw him on there. And Dan, yes, indeed, you are one of my favorites. And you know, you get blessed in life to work with some of the best. And Dan is ultra nice, way too smart. You know, it's like Trump and Biden in a debate. I don't have the words, but Dan has all the right words, and it usually tells everybody what I mean to say when he says it. But man, did I get I threw a jab in there. Dan, in all the seriousness, he's the best. And you know, he tonight is going to be bringing a big broadcast, a really big broadcast. Albion Sheraton, once again, going to go at it. The winner continues their this great run of softball here in the summer of sports. And man, it's going to be a heck of a game. I am really looking forward to it. Jason Stewart's going to join him in the call, so you're going to have this Albie Sheraton perspective of everything. But Dan, indeed, is on my Mount Rushmore of great broadcasters, because he is a tremendous interpreter. He would tell everyone what I was thinking. Hmm. After I used words that weren't necessarily words, that were formed together in what were incoherent, oftentimes, blobs, and he would tell you what I meant to say. And he continues to do that. But tonight, he'll bring you all the coverage. Live, Albia, Sheraton. Going to be good stuff. Jason Stewart will join. And I'm going to see if I can catch Jason at the end of the hour. We're going to have a fast hour, by the way, folks, because we're going to catch up with Coach Kurt Smizer. We're going to get the Sheraton perspective. Coach Hill's going to join us. We'll get the Albia perspective. I'm going to ask, and I bet the both coaches are listening right now. Guys, I'm sorry for the brain damage I'm causing, and you'll have to drink some really clean water and take another bath after, and get in some meditation to get the stuff out of your head that I'm putting in there. But I'm going to ask both of them about their seasons, right? About this conference, that's for sure. They're seniors because tremendous senior leadership on both these teams, right? But I'm also going to ask them to break down how they would beat their team. I'm going to ask Coach Smizer to become Coach Hill and Coach Hill to become Coach Smizer. In a world of cross-dressing, that might be the biggest cross-dressing scene you've ever seen in your life. I'm going to have Coach Hill wearing red and Coach Smizer wearing some blue. So, hey, we're going to have some fun with that this morning because we're going to have some fun tonight. Because at the end of the night, there will be a team that continues their season. There will be a team that will have put another tremendous season in the books. But there will be two communities that will be able to say we celebrated some really awesome moments. And the backdrop that will be over there a year ago, and Dan and I broadcast that ball game, and the sun was setting and the field was completely surrounded. The American flag was flying out there. The Sheraton Fire Department put the flag up. I'm going to tell you, man, if you had a breath on that very night, you realize you were in really good moments. And unfortunately for Sheraton, their season ended, and Albia went to the state tournament. There was no losers on that night, including this broadcaster who got to watch it all. But tonight, I'm going to watch it from the other side of the fence. I'm going to watch it not as a broadcaster, but just as a fan, and a fan of both programs. I'm really torn because anybody that knows me knows how much I bleed blue. And yet I've got a couple of nieces on that softball team for Sheraton, and I love Coach Smizer, and I think so highly of the Sheraton sports and the community. Man, I'm going to be rooting both times, and I know at the end of the night, just like all of us, regardless of who you're going to be rooting for, are going to come out winners tonight. But you're going to want to be there. You're going to want to be a part of it. I promise you. So all that is going to begin tonight. And Jacob Briggs, you're going to bring it. And on Albia.tv and Sheraton.tv, it's going to be live and in 3D. Darn near 4D. And it's a good thing it's not 4D because I bet it's going to be hot in that press box. Although Millage is going to have that thing, Tim Millage, not Joe Millage. You want things done, you go to Tim. He's a better looking, taller, much more talented brother of the Millage clan. But regardless, we'll keep it in 3D tonight, folks, and you watch in and bring all that to you. Jacob, I never asked you, did you have a good 4th of July?
I did, yep. I had gotten some fireworks from Top Notch Fireworks.
So you went out and seen Pyro Jimmy?
I did. I sure did.
Let me see all your nubs. You got 10 fingers.
Yep.
Or is that 11? Nope, that's not 11.
I had my cousin shoot them off, and so I just watched them.
Man, you're a lot like Stalker. I mean, you're kind, you're nice, you're intelligent, articulate, and you have a habit of getting other people to do the dirty work. Dan gets me to do the things that are dangerous, and he sits back but you got all your fingers. You got to celebrate the 4th of July.
I did.
I went out to Harney Peak out in South Dakota. It's now Black Bear or Black Elk Peak, I think. They've changed the name. Man, it's one of my favorite hikes. 7,630 feet. Not the highest mountain, but it is the highest point east of the Rockies. But it is one of the most beautiful hikes, and I got to do that with my wife and my daughter. And I call her my daughter, Lexi Jane Jones, and we went up there and we hiked that, and man, I had a great 4th of July, and you could see Mount Rushmore from up there, and Custer watching the fireworks go off. I got to tell you, though, there's still nothing better than a sunset here in Iowa. And that'll be a part of the backdrop tonight. hey, we got to get to business. Coach Kurtzmeiser is going to be, and he's in the on-deck circle, but he's over there in Sheraton right now, and he's doing what coaches do. They don't sleep. By the way, the coaches are the most underpaid. They probably could have legitimate reasons to challenge the minimum wage law, because whatever they're paying them by the hour, if you calculate the true time spent to being a coach, you're not making enough money. I mean, that's why you don't do it for a living. You do it for a loving. And right now he's in a coaching clinic. So we're gonna torment him for a second. He's in the on-deck circle. He doesn't know that I'm about to drop the bomb on him, because he's going to become Coach Heel here in a few seconds. When we come back to the fastest hour on all radio, you got to buckle them up, folks, because we're on a wild ride. Oh, and did I mention Tom Cakert's going to join us? It's the dog days of summer, and we're going to talk his fearless Hawkeye forecast, and we'll ask him to become a trader. Are you buying, selling, or holding your Hawkeye stock? We'll find that out when we come back. You're listening to The Coach's Corner.
My whole business just went up in flames, but my agent was there before the fire was out. We started a plan. I've got 25 employees who could be out of a job if we didn't get this place running again. My independent agent and auto owner's insurance, they made sure we didn't skip a beat. I mean, we didn't miss a single payroll. That's incredible.
For whatever lies ahead, we're always there.
Visit Summers Insurance in Albia today at summersins.net. Designed for real-world performance and comfort, the quality of John Deere compact tractors is more than paint deep. From the superior lighting and hitch position control to seat comfort and easy-to-use hydrostatic transmission with twin-touch pedals, the John Deere compact tractor makes easy work of any chore. Now through July 31st, 2024, get 0% financing on select compact tractors at Sinclair Tractor, your local John Deere dealer since 1998. Visit us at sinclairtractor.com. Financing subject to credit approval. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
If you're in the market to buy your first home, Community First Credit Union has a special offer just for you. Right now, at CFirst, first-time home buyers may qualify for up to $5,000 toward their down payment with our assistance program. We also offer quick processing, local lenders, and mortgage education assistance. Don't miss this special. For details or to apply, visit us in person or online at c1stcu.com. Some restrictions apply. Loans are subject to credit approval, federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity.
It's time for the Davis County Fair, happening July 17th to the 21st. Get ready for 5 days of family fun with free gate entry and free parking. Enjoy many free shows and attractions. And don't miss Kenny's Funland Carnival, open Wednesday through Saturday evenings. Want unlimited rides? Get your advance purchase coupons for only $22. Good for one carnival session. Available at BMO, CFirst Credit Union, First Iowa State Bank, and Success Bank through July 15th. The Davis County Fair, July 17 to 21. Fun for the whole family.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Money for nothing, a little Dire straight. And hey, man, I'm going to tell you right now, a coach does not get money for nothing. Some of the busiest people in the world. Coach, there is no sleep. We're talking with Coach Kurtzmeiser. There is no time off. Even when you don't have a whistle around your chest, or you're not around the softball diamond, you're playing and preparing or putting on a clinic like you are today, Coach. So thanks for taking the time out to visit with us this morning.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks, guys.
Hey, Coach, congratulations, first of all. We find yourself where I kind of expected us to be here at the end of the season in a game that would really matter between two programs that I hope it wouldn't meet each other at this point, but I had a strong feeling that they probably would because of just the dynamics of how everything's laid out. And after a conference season that, in our first conversation before the first pitch was thrown, that we knew would be a very parity-driven, tough conference. And by the way, here in the postseason, only two teams are out, Cardinal and D.C., and Cardinal was knocked out by EBF, and D.C. was knocked out by the number one seeded team in your bracket. All that's going to help prepare you. But, Coach, again, tonight you meet Albia. And before we break that down, because I'm going to ask you, Coach, here in a second, to become Coach Hill. And I know that's a really difficult proposition to wear blue, but I'm going to ask you to be that here for just a second. But before we get there, talk about this season and what it's meant to you in the program.
Yeah, I mean, you stated it right, man. This conference was a beast the whole season, and we knew that. You know, I don't know if there's as great as a team as there has been in the last couple of years, but, man, there's a whole bunch of really solid teams in the conference, and we knew it was going to be like that. And then, you know, that's what we talked about. If you don't show up every day in our conference games, you get beat. And you saw that through the year. I mean, we had everybody beating everybody, and it was just a battle the whole time. But, you know, as just like we told our kids, we have to have that to prepare you for this spot right now. And, you know, like you just said, man, with Eddieville beating Cardinal, we only had two teams losing the conference after the first couple rounds there. So, man, it's just a good conference, testament to all of our coaches and kids in this conference.
Coach, tonight, there's going to be no losers because we saw this a year ago. Man, the atmosphere for tonight's ball game is going to be off the charts. It's a beautiful backdrop. There's nothing more Americana than the position I looked out of that press box a year ago and watched that ball game and looked around and saw community celebrating kids and the backdrop, the sun going down, and just was amazing. And I know that's going to be an environment tonight. And I think about both teams now have seniors that are going to be saying goodbye. That one of these teams tonight, seniors will have played their final game.
Yeah,
talk about your seniors.
Yeah, that makes it tough. Like you said, both these programs, community supports them crazy good. You know, you can go to their games, and I mean, it's packed. Like you said, with our seniors, man, we have three, and they have been awesome. Every sport, you look at everything, man. Great basketball season. You know, they've just been unbelievable in everything we did. Abby Dorn's been a three-year start. Since I've been here, she started every year for me. It's my fourth year, I guess. Holy cow, it feels fast. But Dorney starts in center for me. We got Snooki at shortstop. And then, of course, you know, she would have started for 5 years, but she had a knee injury and had to sit out a year. And then we got McGee, who, man, if there's a better player, overall player in the conference, I'd argue it with you. She's just unbelievable and has been a huge leader for us and just a great softball player.
Coach, I don't know, man. Maybe it's the allergies. I don't know what it is, but I sense a little bit of emotion there with you, buddy, because and I know the ride you guys have been on and how much you love these kids. And I think about what they've done, those seniors you just laid out there.
Yeah.
Can you write a better script if you were them sitting down as seventh graders? Because you know this started in eighth grade for these girls,
sure.
Right?
Sure.
Can you imagine writing the script that they've written? And I just don't think you could have written anything stronger.
Yeah, you know, gosh, as eighth graders, they were winless. They didn't win the game as eighth grade. And my staff come on, Hallie and Kylie and I got together and kind of took it and. You know, made some great strides. The first game first year we won 12 games. I got some more kids out. We won 12 games. The year after that, we won 20. We shared conference champ, and then last year with 21 and got beat by Elliott to go where we want to. So, no, they've had tons of wins, just great kids, you know, a lot of honors. So it's been a good ride.
All right, Coach, because I know you got to get back to your clinic. I'm going to ask you to put the blue shirt of Coach Hill on, and you become Coach Hill now, and you're looking in and you're saying, how am I going to beat Sheraton? So if you're Coach Hill tonight, how do you put together a plan to beat this Sheraton squad?
Well, first of all, I hope he doesn't, but no, I like Darren and Larry, you know, I would hate to, I hope they're not listening because I'd hate to tell them they're good guys, but they're actually good people, especially that damn Larry. He's a great dude. But, you know, I think our teams are both similar. You know, their pitchers, you know, the Prince is probably a little stronger arm than my kid. You know, when she throws strikes and gets ahead of you, she's tough to hit. So, you know, if I was there and I'd want her to get ahead and stay ahead and then make sure they get the ball in play. You know, I think, like you said, I think that both teams are so similar. You know, we're both trying to do the same things. We got to get runners on and we have to manufacture runs, move around, and somebody's going to have to come up with a big two-out hit. You know, I think Both teams are going to play really solid defense. So, you know, it's a team that can make the less errors and can make whoever can make a two-out hit when they need to. And good base running because both catchers are outstanding. I mean, like I said, you look across the board, up and down with every lineup and every position. I think these two teams are super, super similar. And, you know, it'll be a tough test for both teams. And I really, you know, 2 one-run games this year, mm-hmm. you know, and either team could have won either game, you know. Albia jumped out in front of us here, and we come back and took the lead, and they bounced right back and got us. So it's going to be a tough game, and it should be, like you said, a great atmosphere. Both crowds will be outstanding, so should be fun. I wish it was going to be 110, but it is what it is.
Coach, it's going to be more than 110 because that field is going to be insulated by the human bodies surrounding that fence because it's going to be a mass of humanity all celebrating two tremendous programs, two tremendous schools, and it's going to be a great night. Coach, I know you got to get back to your clinic, yeah, and I appreciate you stopping by. I can't wait to see you tonight. I'm going to be on the other side of the fence, and I'm going to be on the fence tonight because you know there's nobody bleeds blue any more than me, but tonight I've got a whole bunch of red in me, too.
I feel sorry for you with that, but that's okay. I understand.
Well, you know, I got two nieces on your team, so I'm going to be over there. Hey, so, oh man, you talk about torn. And so
yeah, it's good
stuff.
It is, and you guys support your sister, your kids, and we do too. You know, it's just that's what makes it fun.
Absolutely, Coach. Can't wait to see you tonight. And I'll tell Coach Hill, by the way, no, he's sitting here next to me. So, you know, I've seen his face when you brought up Larry and you left Hill off the docket. So I understand why, though.
Well, I had to be nice to Larry. He was my boss at one time, you know.
That's the outstanding Coach Kurt Smizer. And, folks, we are going to have a dandy tonight, and we're going to bring it all to you. And after a timeout, we're coming back, and I'm going to ask Coach Hill to do the very same thing. And he's going to put the red on, and he's going to become Coach Smizer. And no, not a better-looking addition of Coach Smizer either. When we come back to the fastest hour on all radio, and then Coach Hill, after he joins me, we're going to talk some Hawkeye sports. Tom Cakers here to join us here in just a moment as you listen to the fastest hour on all radio. The Coach's Corner will continue.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
Feeling the pinch of today's inflation, from groceries to electric bills and everything in between? At Sheraton Quick Lane, they're not just about quality service. They're about putting money back into your pocket with their low-price tire guarantee offer. And military and first responders get an additional $70 rebate. Buy your tires local for the same price or less than any competitor's in-store price. When every dollar counts, come to Sheraton Quick Lane for their low-price tire guarantee and get a $70 rebate going on now at Sheraton Quick Lane.
Get the best quality Dutch Boy paints for your next project at Menards. Save time with a fresh coat in one coat. Dutch Boy's Forever Interior Paint and Primer offers powerhouse protection with its stain-blocking, odor-reducing technologies. And with Dutch Boy's easy-opening, smooth-pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints at Menards. Number one in customer satisfaction among home improvement retailers, according to J.D. Power. For more information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Save big money at Menards.
Hoekstra Chiropractic knows every commercial driver on the road today is required to take a DOT physical for their CDL license. Not having proof of your DOT physical can keep you from getting your CDL renewed, and that means you're off the road and not making any money. Don't let that happen to you. I'm Dr. John Hoekstra in Oskaloosa and perform DOT physicals. I accept new patients and will work with your schedule. Call 641-672-0150 and make your appointment today, South 16th Street in Oskaloosa.
No one likes to think about death, let alone plan for it. But making this important decision today allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind, free from the stresses and confusion immediately following death. Pre-funding a funeral is a thoughtful and loving act to remove the financial burdens from loved ones under difficult circumstances, and it ensures that your wishes will be carried out. It may seem intimidating to begin planning your own funeral. However, the staff at Tharp Funeral Home would be happy to meet with you under no obligation. Contact Tharp Funeral Home in Albia at 932-3129.
You're listening to the Coach's Corner live from Community First Credit Union on Thunder Country KIIC.
Now we're trying new callers on Coaches. Had Coach Kurt Smizer moment, throw the blue on and become Coach Hill. And here in a second, I'm going to have the same thing. Had Coach Hill taking that blue shirt off and putting the red on and breaking down what he would do as Coach Smizer to beat the Lady D's. But before we get there, Coach, again, congratulations to you, buddy. Another tremendous season. Really finished strong. I had some amazingly competition to end the season. I don't think at any point you could say any part of the ride is ever easy, because you guys go after the best, and if you want to be the best, you got to beat the best. And certainly down the stretch here, the challenge was on, buddy.
It was, you know, and we do the same things. We try to play good teams to get us ready for this point.
Well, and you don't have to stray away from conference play to do that. I mean, we were just breaking that down. You know, Centerville, it's going to take on Waynesburg tonight. There is, you know, Davis County, the only team to get beat by someone who's not from the South Central Conference in the postseason. By the way, that they, them and the Cardinal, their only team's out. EBF is one game away from state. Knoxville and 4A. We got 4A, 2A, and 3A all represented here from the South Central Conference. But you didn't have to go very far to get great competition, and you're going to get it again tonight.
We are. You know, we know that. We knew our conference was going to be a mosh pit, and I think it was even more moshy than what we thought.
Yeah.
You know, Coach Meiser said it perfectly. If you're not ready to play, you're going to get beat.
And how do you know? One of the things he said, and I love Coach Smizer, by the way. It wasn't that fun. So, you know, he said, you know, maybe that not that dominant team, maybe not dominant team in this conference, but maybe these teams haven't looked as good record-wise because of the very existence in this conference. I look at your team and I look at their team. I don't see two teams that are less capable than they were a year ago.
No,
right?
No, it's, you know, teams are so equally matched that I think you're right in terms of having a entire team, you know, a dominant team. Three losses won the conference, two losses tied for second, four losses tied for second,
yeah.
Five losses got third, and that's very
so
rare.
There wasn't a dominant team in here, but it doesn't mean that there's not a team that's that that in this is again, I just think it's because the parity is so good. You know, oftentimes when you say parity, it's you know, it can actually be a negative connotation, correct?
Yeah.
But in this case, I really think – I don't think Sheraton's less of a team than they were a year ago. And I certainly don't think the Lady D's, while there's – both teams have new parts, and but I don't think they're lesser teams.
No, you're exactly right. It's crazy how you can lose players each year – and still be right in the same, basically the same spot you were the year before,
right.
with the new parts and that's a testament to the
that's
kid.
Different than, you know, see, that is a difference between having a team and having a program. And you know, just Coach Smizer walked through his 4 years, right? And you see the progression in building a program. I mean, Coach Achenbach, you know, and I follow up with Janny and you, and now you and Coach Achenbach, you know, the programs.
Yeah.
Not teams, programs.
Philosophies on our program really haven't changed much in the last 15, 20 years. And our kids know that. Our kids play a lot of ball. The young kids learn. You know, they learn from the older kids, and it's the leadership from the older kids that helps.
Yeah, exactly. And I want to give kudos to the shaping of this team was shaped by the ghost of the past.
Yep. And you know, and in our seniors this year, we have five of them, three in the outfield, a second baseman, and a catcher. You know, we've got Avery Major. This is our third year starting. And Juliana Brown, a third year starting.
Yeah.
Sailor Rosenboom, first time playing the defensive side full time, but she hit for us last year.
And man, has she hit, buddy. Has she been a consistent, absolutely consistent I stepped on you, but I had to.
We do, and we go with her. You know, when she gets on, it things are a lot easier for us. You know, and McKenna Cronin, I got to give that young lady credit.
She had to wait her turn.
She had to wait her turn, And, you know, a lot of kids are having to wait now. Yeah. And that's not a bad thing as a program. It might not be the best thing as a kid or as a parent. But, you know, she did things. She ran for us a couple years. And now all of a sudden, boom. And she was right in the lineup and hitting the ball well and playing great defense. And, you know, so a testament to her for waiting. And then behind the plate, we've got Sydney Hoskins. And, you know, she's a four-year starter. And she's meant a ton to our program. Just the ability to keep runners close to the base.
I just think about that position and the position it's been in. Oh, my gosh. Bean before?
Yep, and she was a four-year starter, five-year starter. So, nine years for between two catchers. So, we're fortunate to still have some catchers that want to catch because they know they're probably going to have to wait their turn.
That's not easy, folks. Not easy at all. But this senior class, as you just alluded to, consistency, resiliency.
And they play everything, and they're smart. Yeah. I mean,
heard the same thing from Coach Smythe. Yeah, he's like,
we want them to play as much as they can. Sometimes they end up playing more than we want, but the different sports that they play, and to be all state for a senior, you either have to have you have to have two out of the three. You have to be in the top. I think it's 14% in your class. You have to have a 27 on your ACT. I can't remember the third one.
Might
be grade point average, but every one of them was a 4.0 or higher.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So they were, they all, two of them achieved all three. So they're all staters.
That's
impressive. And then you look and see the activities that they're in. And you know they're at practice pretty much every night of the year. So when do they study?
When do they sleep?
Right. Yeah.
All right. Are you ready for this, Coach?
I'm never ready.
I don't know. I asked Coach Smizer to put the blue on. I'm going to ask you the very same thing. You're going to take and put the red on, and you're going to become Coach Smizer, and you're going to how do you beat this Albia team? If you're scouting Albia tonight and you're Coach Smizer, what are you doing to prepare to beat the Lady D's?
Well, first of all, I know Smizer would look really good in blue. Not that he doesn't look good in red, but Kurt's a great guy. You know, I enjoy talking to him every time I see him. But he's right in terms of the situation of the game tonight. Obviously we're playing a team that's very, very good. We know them really well. They know us really well. But he's right. It's going to come down to who gets the big hit. Both teams are solid defensively. But it is. It's going to be who can get that big two out hit. And I would like to say that he would try to maybe small ball it a little bit. I don't know. You know what he's going to do. I do know what he's going
to
do.
Talk to us. Tell us. We're here for you. We are. We are. Jacob's sitting back right now, and we're here for you. You just go.
He's going to use McGee, and he's going to bat her the first four times.
Yes.
In the lineup, one after one after one after one.
Can you believe?
Because she's a great.
Have you seen her batting average? Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Of course, she's my niece, so I'm very biased, but. Are you kidding me?
No, he's going to do the same things we're going to do to them. He's going to want to get that big two out hit. He's going to want to get a base runner on and put a little pressure on our defense and get great pitching from Stratton and as she's pitched well the entire year. And defensively, he's solid, so he's gonna want us to pop up a little bit and see what goes from there. But it might come down to maybe taking a little risk as a coach. Do we try to score a run on a single? Maybe hit to the left fielder. Keep running with a runner at second base on a. Maybe a blooper that maybe shouldn't be running on, but taking a chance. I think there's going to be sometime in the game where you have to take a chance, and if it works, it's going to be good for you.
Very interesting because you really set up something that was running through my head. Is that the the approach, both coaches. But in these big games, and by the way, this is the a year ago, that environment was incredible. And it would be incredible if it was over at Lizzie Alexander Field out here, because these communities, it's going to be a massive humanity. You won't need a fence. You could just put bodies, right? And then their willing bodies are going to show up tonight. And by the way, you better get there early. And the good news is if you can't make it tonight, we're going to bring it to you.
Get there early. You can sit in the front row in your vehicle and in the air conditioning and watch it. Yeah. You know, you might need that.
I have a strong feeling that that fence is already dotted out there.
Yeah, it probably is.
And,
yeah.
Just the backdrop's going to be gorgeous. But trying to win versus avoiding to lose.
You know, that's the thing too. Whichever team's going to be loosest. You know,
gonna have to be aggressive and go try to win the ball game.
Yeah, pressure does some things to you that sometimes it's not good. So, you know, how you handle adversity is going to be the big thing. You know, the game's not going to be we're going to keep climbing until we get to the seventh inning and the top of the mountain before you start coming down on that roller coaster. It's going to be an up and down. You know, there's going to be mistakes made. And it's how we approach the mistake and what do we do right after that mistake? Or a player has maybe not a great at bat. How do they play defense that next inning when that ball's hit to them? So, you know, it's just that even keel game, you know, and we've been in that situation before. Last year, Sheraton was in that situation. And you know, just how you handle the pressure.
Yeah, you know, from my perspective, and I'm on the fence. There's nobody that's bluer than me. I'm just sorry. It's just that is, when Albie and Sheraton are playing, man, I'm a diehard Sheraton fan too. But tonight, I got two nieces on that team. One of them is that Addie McGee that you got to go against. But in my hope tonight, one thing I know is going to happen. There's going to be a whole bunch of people there celebrating. It's going to be an amazing night.
But
the team wins the ball game.
Yep.
One of the teams wins the ball game. It's on a tremendous hit, tremendous defensive play, because that's my hope. And these two teams, I think that's what we're going to get, is a team that wins the ball game, not a team that airs their way through so the other team wins.
Well, you might have to wear a jersey that either says Alaton on it or Sherbia or something.
Sherbia.
Like that. Just divide it in half and half red and half blue. And, you know, then you're a winner either way.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but no, it'll be a great atmosphere.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
We're looking forward to it. And we'll see what happens when we get over there and how the game shuffles itself out.
Coach, just again, congratulations. And congratulations to these seniors. You know, one team's going to have a senior class that plays their last ball game, and regardless how it ends out, another tremendous season, and the program is in great shape.
You know it is, and it's exciting. You know, it's during the season, it's a grind, and we know that as coaches, we know that as players, and that's why we do what we do to get to this point. And we know this is an exciting time, and you know the scheme of the whole thing is it's just a game. You know, and it's an important game. Every game's important. But in the concept of life, it's just a game. And it's teaching you lessons, good lessons sometimes, bad lessons sometimes. But it's teaching you lessons about life. And that's no greater sport.
I'll let the mic drop. Coach Hill, and they'll write their story tonight. And we will be there to bring it to you on Albie.TV, Sheraton.TV. A quick timeout. We're coming back. All right, Hawkeye fans, Hawkeye junkies, trying to get your fix. Tom Caker's going to join us. And Tom does his fearless forecast. And yet I'm going to ask him to become our stockbroker. He's going to take the portfolio of Hawkeye Sports and I'll ask him, is it buy, sell, or hold? What are we doing here this summer, Tom? When we come back to the Fast Hour on All Radio, you're listening to The Coach's Corner.
If you're in the
the market to buy your first home, Community First Credit Union has a special offer just for you. Right now, at CFirst, first-time home buyers may qualify for up to $5,000 toward their down payment with our assistance program. We also offer quick processing, local lenders, and mortgage education assistance. Don't miss this special. For details or to apply, visit us in person or online at c1stcu.com. Some restrictions apply. Loans are subject to credit approval, federally insured by the NCUA Equal Housing Opportunity.
At Hucks Harbor at Fun City Resort. Hucks Harbor Outdoor Water Park is now open daily, 11 to 7 all summer long. Come check out the slides, lazy river, splash pad, or take a dip in the pool. Everyone will enjoy the snack shack and adults will love the tiki bar. $12 daily admission or $5 after 5 p.m. Get a buy $10, get $10 Game Bucks card that's good through November with every paid admission. Splash into fun at Hucks Harbor, Fun City Resort, Burlington.
My whole business just went up in flames. But my agent was there before the fire was out. We started a plan. I've got 25 employees who could be out of a job if we didn't get this place running again. My independent agent and auto owner's insurance, they made sure we didn't skip a beat. I mean, we didn't miss a single payroll. That's incredible.
For whatever lies ahead, we're always there.
Visit Summers Insurance in Albia today at summersins.net. Designed for real-world performance and comfort, the quality of John Deere compact tractors is more than paint deep. From the superior lighting and hitch position control to seat comfort and easy-to-use hydrostatic transmission with twin-touch pedals, the John Deere compact tractor makes easy work of any chore. Now through July 31st, 2024, get 0% financing on select compact tractors at Sinclair Tractor, your local John Deere dealer since 1998. Visit us at SinclairTractor.com. Financing subject to credit approval. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
If you're in the market to buy your first home, Community First Credit Union has a special offer just for you. Right now, at CFirst, first-time home buyers may qualify for up to $5,000 toward their down payment with our assistance program. We also offer quick processing, local lenders, and mortgage education assistance. Don't miss this special. For details or to apply, visit us in person or online at c1stcu.com. Some restrictions apply. Loans are subject to credit approval, federally insured by the NCUA Equal Housing Opportunity.
It's time for the Davis County Fair, happening July 17th to the 21st. Get ready for 5 days of family fun with free gate entry and free parking. Enjoy many free shows and attractions. And don't miss Kenny's Funland Carnival, open Wednesday through Saturday evenings. Want unlimited rides? Get your advance purchase coupons for only $22. Good for one carnival session. Available at BMO, CFirst Credit Union, First Iowa State Bank, and Success Bank through July 15th. The Davis County Fair, July 17 to 21. Fun for the whole family.
All right, Hawkeye fans, you junkies, you need your fix. Well, I've got Dr. Feelgood himself here, Tom Cakert, HawkeyeReport.com. And Tom, welcome in. Normally, these are the dog days of summer, and there wasn't a whole bunch to write about. And I remember going back a couple of decades ago when you were first starting this gig, trying to find things to write about in the middle of summer. Well, that exists no more. And one of the things I look forward to every year on the 4th of July is your fearless forecast. And I'm going to tell you, you've become a pretty good meteorologist, but today I'm going to ask you to put a different hat on. I'm going to ask you to become our stockbroker. Because you've done so well at predicting the outcomes, I'm going to have you as a stockbroker today tell me if it's a buy, sell, or hold. And you're going to become Beth Goetz. Because you got so much to cover, buddy. I mean, it's basketball, football, baseball. I mean, I don't think you've been any busier.
Yeah, it's been pretty busy, and you know, with my prediction, that's I look at it like it's the blind squirrel that finds the acorn. You know, it's more like that than it is some sort of a all-knowing, all-seeing kind of thing. So,
Well, I got to assure people they want to get out, and I don't want to steal the thunder of your fearless forecast, although I will tell you there's a very optimistic Tom Caker I'm talking to here about football and your 10 predictions for 2024. Where can they find that at, by the way, Tom? I'll let you sell that in advance.
Yeah, just go to HawkeyeReport.com, and you can still find it there. It's still available. Search for Fearless Forecast 2024 Iowa Football on your Google machine, and it should be able to pull that up, and you can read it. There's also a podcast out there talking about it too. So it's a silly thing that I started doing 2 decades ago, and here we are. So,
well, Tom, I don't know how silly it was, but I was out in South Dakota, up in the mountains on the 4th of July, and with no internet, and I thought I was going to have some kind of a withdrawal because I was trying everything I could to get it, and so I had to wait till the 5th to actually read it because it's becoming part of what I do for the summer now. But you've been busy with basketball, news with baseball, been really busy. So I'm going to ask you to maybe, you're becoming the stockbroker here okay. we're going to be buying, selling, or holding it. And, your Beth Getz here. Let's start with wrestling.
I am in a hold position with Iowa wrestling right now. Iowa men's wrestling, I should say.
Yes. It's expanded. And this is the thing, Tom, Hawkeye junkies, and we're looking for anything, and we're all Hawkeye. That's why I tell them they need to come see you at HawkeyeReport.com. But what about the women?
Oh, I'm buying as much stock as I can. Might be the best property you've got right now. So, Iowa women's wrestling is just, it's on the rise. I mean, how many places, you basically win what is essentially national title your first year, and it's going to be an NCAA sport here in a couple of years. And, and Clarissa Chun has just done an outstanding job of putting together a really great roster. And a brand new facility too that's going to attract, so many wrestlers. So yeah, I'm buying as much stock as I can in her and that program. I'm just kind of holding with men right now, just because Kale Sanderson's the modern day Dan Gable.
Yeah,
just is.
Yeah, it just I'm trying to find a way outside of him retiring that changes soon. And it's a significant distance between them and it's
not for lack of trying, lack of effort, lack of, boy, we got to do this different, we got to do that different. Iowa has tried everything known to man to try to make that happen, and as of now, they haven't been able to do it. And somebody mentioned to me the other day that they think maybe Okie State will be back up there now with Taylor taking over that program, and he kind of knows the secret sauce that worked at Penn State since he was there with Kale, and I don't think he would have taken that job if he didn't feel like the resources weren't going to be there. So it's going to be even more competitive on the wrestling front. So we'll see what happens.
All right, let's move to round ball, and let's start with the little bit bigger round ball, softball.
I'm probably selling.
Yeah,
I had a rough year. That stock is probably pretty low anyway.
All right, let's move to Heller ball and Iowa baseball.
Hold. It's a hold for me. Just coming off such a disappointing season, I still have a ton of faith in Rick and what he does. But until I know what that pitching rotation is going to look like next year, until I know what happens this weekend with the MLB draft, we know Brody's gone. I know Marcus Morgan's gone. But I need to find out what's going to happen with Joey Oakey and with Kate Obermueller. Those are probably your, you know, Cade would probably be the Friday starter, and Joey's probably your Saturday starter next year, I would think. And both could potentially be with major league teams after this weekend. So until I know if they're coming back, I'm going to just kind of hold.
I was going to tell you right now, Tom, you're a lot of holding going on here. This is like a 7th and 8th grade you know, dance. You know, a lot of holding. You know, you're Beth Getz right now. You've got a portfolio at this point. You're looking, well, mediocre at best. But let's know now to where you spent some time this last week, you know, getting a look at the basketball programs, both the men and the ladies, with a little bit of a sneak peek by the media. Women's basketball, what are you doing?
I am going to hold. Just I need to see what happens with Jan and the program. And I mean, the stock is at an all-time high. I don't think they're going to, obviously don't think they're probably going to another national title game this year, but I think they could be, you know, an NCAA team, potential Sweet 16 team, just a different team, but I might be tempted to sell a little bit too, because the stock is at its apex right now with, you know, coming off the Caitlin high too.
Men's basketball, Tom. I had a sense of optimism in your tone and your breakdown of your sneak peek.
Yeah, I'm buying as much men's basketball stock as I can find. I just think there's a different level of chemistry with this team. I think they really like each other. I think they've brought in some pieces that are going to help them. I think bringing in Drew Thilwell really helps. And I don't know that he'll even, I don't know that he'll start. I'm not sure, but just, I think his experience is going to be super valuable to this team, because he's done it on an NCAA tournament team. He's going to take care of the basketball. He's going to get people in good positions to make plays. He's going to run the offense, and I think Brock Harding has taken over a leadership role on the team as a vocal leader. That's just who he is. You just can't, you know, I don't care that he's a sophomore. He's going to tell people what they should be doing and tell them that they're not doing it right and get people. You need that. You need that on a team. So, I like that Owen Freeman's going to have some development to him. I think Cooper Koch is going to help. I like this team quite a bit.
I heard a word that I hadn't heard a lot around Iowa basketball, and that was defense. And maybe an emphasis on it.
Yeah, and I think there's going to be a better defensive team. I really do. I think they're going to... are they going to be a great defensive team? No. But I think they could be top, you know, 75 in KenPom. Top, you know, between 75 and 50. I think that's certainly realistic, possible this year. So, you know, when they've been over 100, that's just not going to do you well anywhere in terms of making a run in the NCAA tournament.
I think you gotta
play better.
I think maybe the next question I'll have for you after we get to this buy, sell, and holding, which we move to Iowa football, is who's going to be more improved, men's basketball on defense or Iowa's offense on football? But let's get the buy, hold, or sell on Iowa football.
I am going to buy. I'm very enthusiastic about Tim Lester and what he can do. And you've got so much defense back. You've got a schedule that's manageable. Where I think, you know, spoiler alert for my preview, like Iowa's going to be in the conversation in late November, early December for a berth in the newly expanded college football playoff. So I think they're going to be in that conversation. We'll see how much they are, but I think that's where they're at.
All right, Tom, so is this new Big 12, is it a buy, hold, or sell?
Or Big Ten. I said Big 12, man. It's like, I lost my mind.
Well, yeah, I'm telling the Big 12.
Yeah, no kidding. Know? Yeah, it's gone.
It's second tier compared to the SEC and the Big Ten. I'm going to just hold with the Big Ten right now. I'm really curious, and I've talked about this a little bit, but I'm really curious because the teams that have been brought into the Big Ten over the years, Penn State, prove themselves, but I didn't expect a lot from Maryland and Rutgers, and they have delivered on that. They have not been great. And Nebraska, by any objective measure, has been a massive disappointment in terms of their performance. I don't think even Nebraska fans could argue.
I don't think they could even argue it. Well, Tom, buddy, I'm going to put you as my stockbroker, and I like that breakdown. But folks, Hawkeye fans, you got to get out and read his fearless forecasts and his top 10 predictions, and I'll let the audience go out and do that, Tom. But I sense a lot of optimism around this upcoming football season out of you.
Yeah, I think they've got a chance to be really good, especially that Iowa State game is going to be huge, huge, huge. It's always huge, huge in-state game, but both teams could be top 25 coming into that game. So it's going to be a massive, massive game. So,
Hawkeye fans,
they've got Washington. I don't think Washington's going to be that great, but that's what I'm curious about: how Washington, Oregon, USC, UCLA. Stack up in the Big Ten. Does the Big Ten's physicality kind of punish some of those teams? I think it might.
Well, that is Tom Kager, HawkeyeReport.com. Get out and see Dr. Feelgood. And Tom, thanks for stopping by, buddy. And I'm taking the portfolio you put together, buddy. And I'm going to run with it.
All right. Thanks for having me on, Jason.
Tom Kager, HawkeyeReport.com. Quick timeout. Come back. Wrap things up here on the Coach's Corner.
Feeling the pinch of today's inflation, from groceries to electric bills and everything in between? At Sheraton Quick Lane, they're not just about quality service. They're about putting money back into your pocket with their low-price tire guarantee offer. And military and first responders get an additional $70 rebate. Buy your tires local for the same price or less than any competitor's in-store price. When every dollar counts, come to Sheraton Quick Lane for their low-price tire guarantee and get a $70 rebate going on now at Sheraton Quick Lane.
We're about ready to wrap up this fast hour, but this day of celebrating local sports is going to end in style tonight as Sheraton's going to host Albion Sheraton in a softball showdown. Jason Stewart's going to be there to help bring the coverage. Jason, I tell you what, can you not help but be excited about what's about to unfold tonight?
Yeah, it's going to be a great atmosphere, and boy, anytime Albion Sheraton plays, You know, there's going to be a big crowd there. But tonight, hold on to your hat. This replay of last year, right? Win, continue on. Lose, go home.
And the fence is going to be replaced with bodies. As it will be humanity that covers that field, being a part of the action. I think the team that can overcome maybe some of the excitement that's going to be around it's going to be the team that holds on to get the win.
Yeah, evenly matched. And if you look at Bound on the power rankings, these two teams are right next to each other, and they play similar ball, similar mindset from the coaches. So it's going to be a dandy tonight. I look forward to bringing it to you on Sheraton.tv and Albia.tv.
We'll be there. Jason Stewart will be a part of Dan Stocker bringing the call. This has been the Fast Hour on All Radio. Jacob Briggs, the best producer in all the business. Jason Summers saying so long, and have a great Saturday.
The only